Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity. It's a special week as the Eagles are in Foxborough, Massachusetts, to have a set of joint practices with the New England Patriots before Friday night's preseason showdown. Last year, the Eagles hosted the Patriots at the NovaCare Complex before the first preseason game, and this year, the Patriots are returning the favor. New England last season went 12-4 and won the AFC East as they reached the playoffs for the 10th time in 11 seasons under head coach Bill Belichick and quarterback Tom Brady. The Eagles have a perfect test awaiting them, and for the latest on what's going on in Foxborough, we sent it to our own Bo Wolf, who had the chance to hear from offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur, as well as the head coach of the Patriots, before the training session began.
Thank you, Chris. Coming to you from outside Gillette Stadium, where the Eagles and Patriots are going through their joint practices. And before practice, offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur talked about the benefit that the Eagles will get from going up against one of the best teams in the league, the New England Patriots. And then Patriots coach Bill Belichick, the always eloquent Belichick, talked about how impressed he was by the Eagles' success on offense last season, especially how far Nick Foles came from last summer.
No, you know, this is a training session. This is very valuable. You know, we went back and looked at all the training we did last year against the Patriots, and we got a lot out of it. At this time in training camp, to be able to work our scheme, and we're really not game planning, but work our scheme against a different opponent, it's very valuable for us. And so we're going to grade it like we would. We'll evaluate it like we would if we were playing against ourselves.
You know, we saw them some in the offseason, and obviously saw them a little bit against Chicago, but I'd say they're a very explosive team. They created a lot of big plays, a lot of explosive plays, which is due to a number of factors, but I'd say that was the most impressive thing, and thing that kind of jumps off at you when you watch them in 2013. But, you know, the year that Foles had, you know, relative to production, you know, his touchdowns, his interceptions, his, you know, overall handling the team, I mean, was great. It was outstanding. So, I don't know that at that point we were there in training camp that, you know, I would have necessarily said I saw that coming. But, I mean, you know, you see a good football player, man, he had a great year.
Thanks, Bo. Chairman and CEO Jeffrey Lurie is also in attendance for the joint practices, and he's very eager to see how the Eagles match up against the Patriots as he is looking forward to the 2014 campaign. Coming up later in the show, we're going to profile new Eagles safety Chris Maragos, but up next on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity, quarterback Nick Foles reflects on his preseason debut and explains what it's like facing Tom Brady as compared to a year ago.
When you get away from smartphones and video games and tablets, it's amazing what you can really plug into. This season, shop the brands you love, plus thousands of items on sale now. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
The moment we dare to imagine is the moment progress begins. In a flash, the inconceivable becomes everyday. Imagine someone doing the same for healthcare. At Jefferson, we've brought together some of the brightest minds in medicine, in research and innovation, resulting in advancements that will touch lives in amazing ways. You might not see how a health sciences university, an academic medical center, and spectacular collisions of imagination can change your future, but you will.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
A short time ago, quarterback Nick Foles caught up with the media following the training session with the New England Patriots. Here's what he had to say.
I feel good about a year ago. It's been a while. Lots gone on since then. But I felt like today we played well. There's things we need to do better. But I felt like it was a competitive day. on both sides of the football, and we'll look at this film in a little bit, and we need to make corrections and come out here tomorrow and do a better job.
And Nick, kind of a general question, but in your mind, you've been with Chip Kelly now for like a year or so. What makes him such a successful coach?
He's a player's coach. He's a guy that you can talk to. He's a guy that you can talk to about things, and he's a great leader. And as just players just respect him, and our entire coaching staff. He brings in guys that are great coaches and great people. And when you have that and you develop, you know, the team we have, it's a special thing, and we just have to continue to grow.
With last year, with you guys reaching the playoffs, maybe unexpectedly to people outside, does that ramp up expectations for you guys this year?
I mean, we've always had high expectations, but we also know that we need to come out here and work each and every day, that not every day is going to be a great day. You wish you can complete every ball, but there's going to be down. There's going to be ups, there's going to be downs, as you know, in life. But it's one of those things where you come out here every day and you look to get better. And I feel like we had a good day, but we need to do better tomorrow.
Nick, Bill Belichick was saying earlier that looking at you in the preseason last year, there's no way you could have imagined the season that you had. You like surprising people, especially someone of his ilk, of what you were able to do last year that carried forward.
I mean, I guess it does surprise people. It's one of those things where I don't look too much into it. He's one of the greatest coaches to coach this game, and it's a great honor for him to say that. But I want to keep getting better. Everybody's been talking about last year, and last year's over.
Can I say anything to you?
Sorry.
I mean, we're out there practicing. We're out there moving around. There's not much time to talk and chit chat. We're coming here to work. We're coming here to get better. Chit chatting will be later down the road, but right now I really just want to be out here, get better, and if that time comes, you know, it'd be great to pick the brains of those guys that have been there and done it.
When you do your self scouting of you, how are you different from last year when Bill Belichick said he, you know, nobody could have seen coming the kind of season you put up to where you are now? How different are you?
I think just knowing this offense, the personnel, decision-making, everything I do, I'm a little bit better. And I want to come out here each and every day and try to gain a little bit. It's one of those things where it's a continual thing, and it's never going to stop as long as I play this game. So you can just imagine playing all the games I did last year from, you know, when we had the practice. I'm a lot different, but still want to get better.
You talk a lot about the 24-hour rule. Are you past Friday's game yet?
Has it been over 24 hours?
It has.
I'm past it. I'm over it. I'm having fun out here. I looked at it, made my corrections, and I'll move forward. Will I make mistakes again? Yes, I will make mistakes, but I want to overcome them, and I want to, you know, show my teammates that it's not going to rattle me, and I'm going to keep moving forward. So it's been fun coming out here and practicing. When you have games that you don't feel like you play well, you love coming out here on the practice field and working on stuff, because that's what it's about. It's about getting better and moving on from it. So
how close is the speed to these 11-11s to the game speed?
I mean, it's a great speed, especially in practice, but the game speed, you can't really, it's just so hard to simulate. We're definitely moving, guys are moving fast, but D-line can't hit the quarterback, you know, there's not really collisions, so guys are moving, but we're being smart, we're practicing smart, we're protecting each other, so game speed is going to be a lot faster.
For a complete recap of what Nick Foles' teammates had to say about today's joint session with the Patriots, make sure to stay tuned all evening long on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We're going to return in a little bit with more Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity, where Melissa Kelly features safety Chris Maragos in our daily Player in Focus.
Lots of people know that solar power is a good idea. But not everyone knows there are lots of reasons why solar makes so much sense right now. The good news? NRG is the company with experience in everything from building the most advanced solar thermal facility of its kind, to powering football stadiums with solar, and to bringing solar power to homes just like yours. Visit nrghomesolar.com to find out how to get started with solar power today and make a brighter future tomorrow.
World-famous fries you love, plus a shake of three new flavors you add. Introducing McDonald's Shake and Flavor Fries. Shake up something new to love at McDonald's.
Daydreaming again?
Oh, yeah.
About your dream car?
Yeah.
Black with red stripes. Cool.
How'd you know?
You've been staring at that new instant game from the Pennsylvania Lottery.
Yep. Muscle car money.
I could win up to $100,000. Or Dodge Challenger RT Classic.
Want to see your dreams come to life? You could scratch your way to instant winning today.
Fuzzy dice. Nice.
The Pennsylvania Lottery. Bring your dreams to life.
Eagles fans, enter to win 2014 season tickets courtesy of Comcast Sportsnet. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/CSNPhilly each and every week for your chance to get lower-level seats to every Eagles home game this season. One of the players whom the Eagles are looking to shore up the defense and improve the coverage units on special teams this year is safety Chris Maragos. A former rookie free agent of the San Francisco 49ers, Maragos won a Super Bowl last season with the Seattle Seahawks. Our Melissa Kelly had a chance to profile Maragos in today's Player in Focus.
The Eagles' special team should benefit from the team's acquisition of safety Chris Maragos. In 1 year at the San Francisco 49ers and 3 years at the Seattle Seahawks, he collected 34 special teams tackles in 46 career games. Some of his new teammates have already felt his presence both on and off the field.
I think he's really, really embraced a leadership role kind of in that special teams room. He's really played well, and he's taught a lot of the guys some of his tricks of the trade, and you see guys starting to use them. So he's really kind of made a big impact already, and, you know, at safety, he's really been consistent, made a few plays the other day, and, you know, that's the biggest thing I can say. He's consistent. He shows up every day, does his job. He knows the playbook, knows what he's going to do, and he makes plays. So he's been a nice addition.
He's doing a great job. He's doing everything we asked him to do. He's a special teams captain. He's a guy that we lean heavily on special teams, and his name is called on the defense, he's doing a great job with that too. So he's doing everything we can ask.
Defensive coordinator Bill Davis has seen the consistency in Maragos and is glad to have the veteran on the roster.
Chris Maragos is a great addition as a safety, and he's been in the mix. Other places he's been, he's made a name in special teams, but he's a very solid safety and a good pickup for us.
You can watch Maragos and the Eagles back in preseason action this Friday against the New England Patriots. You can watch the game locally at 7:30 p.m. on 6ABC.
On Wednesday, head coach Chip Kelly weighs in on the training sessions with the New England Patriots. We will broadcast that press conference live at 1:40 p.m. right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. If you're unable to join us, we'll have a full recap of the day's news and headlines on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity at 5 p.m. Until then, I'm Chris McPherson, wishing you all a great Eagles night.